Hi, Chef. Talking Fishing on Air back here on News Talk 1400 WOND with Bill Schoenfeld and Robin Scott in studio. And I am honored to have on the line U.S. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Good morning, Congressman. Awesome you could be here with us.
Good morning. It's good to be with you.
How you doing? Bill Schoenfeld, you and Bill have crossed paths many times. I know that at meetings and seminars and I think Bill has something he wants to.
Hey, good morning, Congressman, and again, congratulations. You're a real asset to South Jersey.
Thank you.
My question is an older one from Drag Island. Do you remember Drag Island?
I do.
Back in 2014, your face was on the front page of the Atlantic City Press saying, "We've got this thing done," with a recreational area at Drag Island. Well, it's 2019, and we still don't have it done, and the state says they don't have any money. But I did some researching on a 9th Street bridge going into Ocean City, and I found that Congressman Lou Biondo was the key to getting the funding, federal funding, for that fishing access on 9th Street. And I'm wondering if you could get some energy behind you to get some federal money to finish off Drag Island. It's a critical area for big fishing, crabbing, bird watching, and I thought I would bring it up to you with the information that Congressman Lou Biondo was the key to getting that access on 9th Street.
Yes, a little different project, a little different issue, but certainly we can try. Now, where I'm disappointed with it, there was a commitment made, and that was when I was at the state level. There was a commitment made that this was going to be done, and it was made by the Department of Transportation and also by the DEP. And they said they were going to do it. And the commissioner at the time, who was a commissioner in transportation that I really liked in the Department of Transportation, his name was Simpson, Commissioner Simpson. Unfortunately, he left. He was Christie's commissioner, but he left and he had to go back to his business. He had a business. And when he left, the commitment got softer and softer, and we will keep pushing with that. And I thank you for reminding me, because my understanding was that there was a working group that was working with the state and the DEP now, and even though it wasn't happening as quickly as it should, that they were still going to work on this. So, again, if when you send me the other information, if you send me, a question about that, just to remind me, sort of a reminder that could I look into that and look into the funding. Now, that's not going to be this year, obviously. We just finished the budget, so it's not going to be there, but I will speak with the budget chairman and see what we can do.
Awesome.
I'm also on a committee. So many people thought, I think you'll find this interesting, that, there were a couple areas that maybe a little bit had been neglected over the years, and not by any one person, but I don't mean anybody that was in there, just by the actual federal government itself, and that was, to some degree, fishing and farming. And one of the issues that was brought up to me was that there was nobody on the entire East Coast that was on the Natural Resources Committee, that, there was just nobody there. Forget about New Jersey, but not even anybody from anywhere on the East Coast. So one of the commitments I had made to the fishermen were that I would, ask for that committee and push for it. I did get it, and I'm on a subcommittee that specifically deals with it. And the acronym for it is crazy, the little nickname. It's WOW. So it's water, ocean, and I'm trying to think of the third thing now. It'll come to me in a second, but it's water, ocean, and wildlife. Water, ocean, and wildlife.
Wow.
And so on that committee, and we're, going to bring up some of these issues. For example, we hope to get the bill discussed, which is how you first start, that I put in the hopper on the sonic, testing, banning that. So that should happen a lot quicker.
Okay.
And we'll have somebody that represents our area, represents the East Coast, represents New Jersey. Doesn't mean you can get everything done, because there are other folks there that don't care, and you really got to fight your way through it, but we will. It's been years. And then also farming was the other area, and farming was really something. So I got on the Agriculture Committee, which deals with a lot of nutrition, deals with commodities, and deals with a lot of other issues that does affect New Jersey, and particularly South Jersey.
A lot of farms in South Jersey. No doubt about it.
What do you think the last time, though, was that somebody was on the Agriculture Committee from New Jersey. What year?
No 78, idea. I'll guess.
That's a good guess. Anybody want to take another guess?
54.
No.
41.
Oh,
41.
Wow.
44 the war.
Wow. We haven't had anybody on agriculture from New Jersey since 1941. I have them research it. And then before that, it was 1888.
Oh, America.
From the Garden State. Oh. Go figure that, right?
Yeah.
I know. Exactly. Amazing. So,
now you.
The chairman's a great guy, and you know, I really hope over time to really be able to do some good work on both the fishing area and the agriculture area, and you know, get some representation where we haven't had it before.
Congressman Van Drew, I'd like to offer up, and we actually didn't talk about this, but we've offered this to other people, is if you would like Bill, Mike, and I to accompany you, to speak to any of these groups, or help you out, we would be more than happy to accompany you to Washington. We are certainly no strangers to testifying down there.
Yep, and I know that, you're reading my mind, I know that time will come, and as soon as we get to the point that we're, you know, having hearings on different issues that certainly would affect you, and maybe even at some point in that committee we'll do something specifically on fishing. You know, so we're going to get there, absolutely.
Cool.
The committees have just been organized, so, you know, we're obviously not there quite yet, but we're going to move on that as well, and I'd love to have you.
Right, can I take a break right now? Do you have to bug out, or can you hang in for a couple more minutes?
I got a few more minutes, yep.
Okay, we've got to take a break right now. We'll be back. I have there's one other kind of issue that I was going to bring up that has to do with the federal regulation agencies, and maybe we can talk about that from when we come back here on News Talk 1400 WOND, Shep Talking Fishing on Air, Bill Schillingford, Robert Scott in the studio, and Jeff Van Drew, our congressman. Grateful to have you, U.S. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Congressman, one of the things I wanted to mention to you is we have these fishing regulation, organizations that seems to be slow in reacting and to improving fishing regulations, particularly summer flounder, and the summer flounder have been shown to only have females are only the only ones that grow over 18 inches. The
right.
Males either die off or just don't grow anymore. So what happens is the regulations at 18 inches kill all the breeding females, and that's the kind of stuff we're trying to change. And it just seems to be a struggle. I just wondered how can we?
It has been a struggle. It's extremely difficult, and over the years, even it's not just now. I mean, for a while it's been a struggle, both at the state and federal level, to really, in essence, try to streamline and make the regulations appropriate, which means that we still need to have regulations, obviously, but ones that really work and actually do more good than harm. And that's the issue that you bring up there.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we're doing more harm than good. And so some of it is state and some of it is federal, and that's one of the reasons we're trying, even on this committee, just to get started by having somebody on the committee that's representing this area to start speaking about this stuff and you know, representing the viewpoint, hey, we're not really doing the right thing here. I know that even on the New Jersey Marine Fisheries Council, you know, we tried to get new people and some people that were common sense folks on it just to help with some of these types of problems, but some of the issues are beyond their control.
The one of the concerns is that many of the people on these boards and federal commission agencies don't know a whole lot about fishing, and what I think the point is, yeah, some of the personnel needs to change, and you know, we always kind of don't know quite how to move to get that done.
Just an aside, it appears to me, after going to Washington several different times and speaking in front of these various committees, that there are about two people that actually totally determine our fishery, and they're called the SSC, the Special Scientific Committee, which has, and the TC, the Technical Committee. They're great in using initials for things, so you have to figure that out and decipher the cultural language down there. But there's only a handful of people that actually decide our fishery here in New Jersey. How do we change that? To make it, it's a no-brainer. We're killing off the female breeders, and we're throwing back dead everything else.
I think the first thing is we talk about it, and, you know, again, maybe even on, I mean, the committee that I sit on now definitely deals with these issues, you know, and we bring it up, we speak about it, and we dig in and see if we can do something legislatively, if we can do something just through, you know, regulation. I'm willing to give it a shot. You know, I've been there 4 weeks, so it's going to take a little bit longer, but, you know, this is an issue that's been going on for many years, and I totally hear you and understand, and I've talked to fishermen from, you know, and they've all said the same thing. So we it's something, let's, you know, start digging in, and it's not going to happen overnight, but let's start pushing and see what we can do.
I know you're aware of you know, this, a lot of these. I've seen you at a couple of you know, fishing seminars and that. So I know you're aware of what's going on. But I just figured that want to make sure we can make a nice connection.
I'll be your cheerleader. Yoda says, "Do or do not. There is no try. You can do it."
Absolutely. You know, there's been a lot of time. You know, a lot of issues I always talk about that people said, it just isn't going to happen. You can't do it. No, you have to keep trying. I mean, there's only two choices. One is to give up and just say there's nothing we can do. And, you know, I never give up. So we just keep trying. And so, but we have to find out the most focused way to do it. We have to make sure that we're unified, because in all honesty, sometimes, you know, a lot of the, I always tell us real quick, you know, I've had meetings with fishermen, obviously, through the years, many years in my state Senate office before I was congressman, and some of the wildest arguments that I've ever had over any issue, and some of the greatest issues of our time, the national debt, you know, pro-life, pro-choice, I mean, some really serious issues have been less contentious than some of the fishing issues, where literally there was a couple of times where we just about had a breakup fight. Now, that's gotten better. You know, the relationship between recreational and commercial fishermen have gotten better, recreational with each other, commercial with each other, because it used to be everybody would argue with everybody. You know, there were some commercial people that thought one thing, some that thought another. Now, that's still a problem sometimes. You know, even when you talk about regulations,